Welcome back to The Way with Jasmine Tay. It's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae, as always. And we have the lovely Charlie Cash with us.
What's good?
Before we get into it with Charlie, want to tell you guys a little bit of what we've been doing here at Summer Splash Fest. We just got done seeing Swamp Life Terry perform.
And he killed that.
Yeah, we were super excited.
I came in on that.
That was like the best time
to
come in.
So good.
He tried to play him some more, and I was like, oh, we gotta go.
We're like, to hit that next one. Forget about the setup. We're gonna go twerk real quick and come back to it. But anyways, we want to start everything off with a little bit of an icebreaker to get us warmed up to each other. And so I think we're gonna play
Would You Rather.
Okay.
The first one's gonna be kind of deep, you know, nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Would you rather know the history of every object you've ever touched or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals, period.
Hands down, just period.
Period, no question.
You ask that to anything,
that shit would be like, so dope, right?
Like when you're talking to your cat or your dog and they like talk back to you, like, whoa. I feel you.
That's like that movie. There's a movie
Dr. about Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. Yeah. I've always wanted to be like, what's good? To a dog. And they're like, what's up?
Maybe just give me something back, you know?
That was, hands down.
Hands down.
No questions asked. Okay. So this one's a little bit on the grosser side.
Gross. Okay, yeah. I'm into it.
Okay. So would you rather eat a bowl of cereal that has flies in it? So think Raisin Bran, but all the raisins are flies. Or would you rather eat a pizza covered in maggots?
Maggots?
It turns it up a notch.
But it's like, don't think of the whole pizza covered in it. It's just like, it's another topping.
Like a sprinkled topping.
You know,
like a
so
cheese.
It's, right.
Yeah,
right.
Pepperoni.
But imagine that crunch.
But they're still alive.
Yeah.
Like, they might try to crawl back out of your mouth. Like, I'm not here for it.
But the mixture of the liquid and the flies, I don't know how I feel about that. The milk, like, I'm already not cool with milk.
Okay.
But drinking flies. You drink the milk at the end of the cereal. You're just drinking flies. Like,
I was like, it would have to be my, like, the smallest bowl of cereal ever.
Yeah. Damn, son. I think I'm picking the pizza.
Yeah, okay. That's me. I would choose.
You're
a,
picking.
I would choose a pizza too. Yes.
Because there's at least like crust and sauce.
Yeah,
and like
right.
Cheese. Like,
right. It'll drown it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. She knows.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Give us one bite, maybe.
They're like, bitch, no. I'm not doing that shit.
Like, I'm dying before any of that happens.
So the last one that we've got is: would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future, or 10 minutes into the future of everyone else?
Only 10 minutes?
Only 10 minutes.
From like where I'm at age-wise right now.
Yep.
I think I would want to see 10 minutes into other people's lives.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it would be funny to see shit like people fall. You know?
Yeah.
In 10 minutes you're about to spill your drink on yourself.
Yeah. But I know what you got coming.
It's fine. Exactly.
And you don't like, want to order someone, that drink.
Yeah, if someone tries you, you're like, bitch.
Fine. I already know.
In 10 minutes, karma's gonna get your ass.
I love it.
That's funny.
All right, so now that we're a little bit warmed up, we got to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Let's get to know you on a real level. So are you originally from Seattle? Is this where you're born and raised?
Originally from Seattle. I was born in the CD. I still live in the CD. I'm like very much so Central District strong. So,
okay. Seattle,
yeah, I'm a CD hit. From Seattle.
Okay, and would you ever want to live anywhere else?
I would, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think I would live anywhere else, but I love traveling. So
okay.
I'm down to like have adventures. If I was to live somewhere, it'd probably be abroad. Like, I don't think I would choose anywhere in the States.
I love it, yeah.
I feel
somewhere
that.
Somewhere warm.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I really want to go to Greece. But
yes.
Like, I just want to go across. Like, I just want to go to the UK or anywhere.
The Mediterranean Sea.
Right.
I don't know why I have this like romantic image of it. Like,
no, it is. It's beautiful.
In the Mediterranean.
Oh,
yeah, like, eating hummus. Like,
yes. Just by yourself.
Real hummus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Real hummus.
Oh, this is what that should taste like.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's funny.
What would you say a day in the life looks like for you?
For me, I'm pretty scattered. Like, my days be pretty scattered. I like to keep some sort of adventure in my routine. So when I'm not at work and I just have a free day, I have a morning routine. I like to do yoga and shit in the morning, center myself. I do my little, like, you are beautiful.
Yes.
I love
you
it.
Are strong. Your self-affirmation. Yes. Because you are. You are
Thank
that
you.
Bitch.
So I do that in the morning. And then generally, I just make music. Like, I'll make music in the morning, probably till like mid-afternoon. I like to go to cute dinners and shit. Okay. I like sushi and shit, mimosas, drinks.
Yes.
I like to do something like that in my day, like at least a couple times a week. You know, just my Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Charlie in the City.
Yeah. Yes. Charlie in the City. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just make music. I work out. I work with kids, so I tend to generally be with kids at some point in time in my day. That's pretty much it. I'm like, what do I do? I like to eat. I eat hella food.
I mean, you do, it seems like you do a lot in your spare time.
Yeah.
So
you sound like a big really D. Cool.
Yeah. It's really just the music. I'm like in a new place of building up my foundation and my business, so I'm constantly doing logistical shit or like meeting people or
I love it.
We be working and shit.
So let's talk about some of your music now. Like, a couple of the songs that we really like are Betty Boo. Love Betty Boo.
Thank you. It's an entire vibe.
That was actually my first song I ever put out and wrote. It was my first song. I used to perform in the club. Like, 2-3 years ago, I performed at stage and at Parlor all the time. So I was in there to the Betty Boo, like, doing my thing.
That
was my first song. Literally.
What would you say, like, inspired the sound for Betty Boo? Because it's giving me kind of like Erica or like, you know, the Neo Soul type vibe.
Yeah, that's like my foundation. I think the sound is inspired by all the women that I just love in music, and the Erykah Badus, the Lauryn Hills. Now I love her. She's so fire.
Yeah. Oh, see, not many people talk about her, but
she's underrated.
Exactly. Yeah.
And her voice is like
insane.
I love that.
Yeah. I can
respect that.
Yeah,
sure.
It's Mariah Carey.
Yes,
period.
Right? Okay.
Like, period.
Period.
She's fucking dope.
Period.
Point blank.
But, just my foundation and the people that I really love, you know.
I love
the
that.
Neo Soul Queens.
I love Neo Soul.
What do you have coming up? What projects are you working on? Can we expect any albums from Charlie Cash?
No albums yet. I'm still dropping singles.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, I actually am planning monthly drops right now. So after this summer, I'm going to be releasing a ton of singles, visuals. I want to put more music out. A lot of the music that I perform is not actually out.
Okay.
Actually, majority of it is stuff.
Okay. Because we have a hard time finding your stuff.
Yeah, I'm 3 years in.
Okay.
And I haven't put out as much music as I really would like to put out. I started performing in the club, and then after I did that, I started getting booked for shows, and I was like, oh shit, all right,
I guess I can do this.
Yeah, like, okay. And so I kind of fell into it, and I had these songs already made, and I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna just perform these songs, like, you asked me, so cool.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm in a smooth place in my career and shit, and I'm like, it's time to get them out. People are like, bitch, where's the song?
Where's the song?
Yeah, so.
So that's actually dope, because at least now you have like a rapport. You have people who know you, who like to listen to you, and that are waiting for your music.
Yeah, I'm glad I did that. Yeah. I did it like that. It wasn't planned at all. But
rather than just like, here's my music, figure out if you like me or not.
Right. Right. So, it's a community. I like it.
No, that's dope. I really like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's been a good vibe.
Well, we really want to thank you for joining us and interviewing with us. We can't wait to see you perform.
Yes.
We're really looking forward to that.
Right.
You're hitting the drip stage at 6.
At 6. Awesome. 6 to 6:20. I have a special guest. I'm bringing out my girl, Tamia.
Okay.
She's about to sing her new thing. We're
going
to do a little Black Girl Magic thing.
I love that.
So it's going to be dope.
Awesome.
Thank you too, also.
Well, let's find out where they can find your music for now, and also your social media.
Yes, so you can find me at littlecharliecash.com. littlecharliecash.com. my socials are also just Charlie Cash. So just search Charlie Cash, you'll find me.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is fun.